Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to Dig Bible Podcast Corner, everybody. I hope everything's going well. I hope that God's giving you peace in whatever struggles you're going through, because we all are going through something. You're never alone in that. We are all going through something. In the meantime, I hope that you guys are listening to our other content, the other shows. Each one is so unique and so geared in a different way. Obviously, we have the Dig Bible Podcast, which is our normal show that was me, Justin, and Ben that really, dive into things scripturally, talk to some great guests, authors and other things, and then have some deep dives of our own into a lot of different topics. You can look back. We've been doing this for a couple years. There's, 100 and some odd episodes. I really don't know how many episodes, but there's a few out there. Look at Justin's solo project, The Prometheus Lens. Amazing look into the mythological, historical side of things and how everything connects, and some of the paradigms that may blow your mind, because we've been taught one thing, but yet the truth is still out there. It is an amazing deep dive with amazing guests that come on that show. I would highly recommend you guys jump in, listen to The Prometheus Lens. Also, The Mustard Seed. Now, that's Liz, Keisha, and Leslie. They are giving you the women of the Bible. They're giving you different books of the Bible on a more of a Bible study type basis, where they dive deep into it, but you're getting a perspective of a woman, which to me is something I can't give you. I can't give you the same perspective they do. I think it's awesome to have this so we can see it from, if we do the book of Acts in the Dig, and then they go ahead and do the book of Acts, you're going to get two totally different perspectives because of our, because of our sex, because of our, how we view things, how we pull things out of that. And it's so important to be able to have that from both sides. And then also, our other good friends, the Vessels Podcast, which is Sean and Brian. Those guys are amazing. Same kind of thing. Two people that are having a conversation that is very organic, very real life, very genuine, very heartfelt, and they make themselves very vulnerable and show the struggles that they're going through. And they hope that that reaches you guys, and you guys understand that you're not alone in the struggles you're going through. There are so many things that they've hit on, so many different aspects that they've hit on, and it's a ride. You guys will enjoy that. But I hope you dig into any of these shows. This is great content. It's great individuals. I can vouch for every one of them. And I'm a huge fan and supporter of all these shows. With that being said, I want to talk a little bit this week about something that's kind of hit me. And actually, it's Sean from the Vessels Podcast who's kind of brought this up to me a few times. But it's the idea, and I'm going to kind of label this as imperfect. A lot of people, they hear about Jesus, they hear about God and the forgiveness and all these different things that Jesus can provide you. But it's something that you don't have to have it all figured out before you take that step. A lot of people feel like, oh, I can't, I'm still struggling with addiction. I'm still struggling with my marriage. I'm still struggling with all these different things that happen in life. Everybody struggles with something. Everybody does. And just because you go and you see a pastor at church, I'm sorry, they have struggles too. It says that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, every single one of us. And Romans 5:8 also says, but God shows his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, think about that. We're imperfect. We fall short. We are not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. But God still gave his son, gave his life for you. If you're out there and you're thinking, man, I'm ready for that change. I'm ready to meet God. I'm ready for Jesus to make that change in my life. Don't wait. He's ready for you now. If you're hearing this and you're feeling that, it says Jesus knocks on the door, and whoever opens that door, he will come in and dine with him. That door is your heart. If he's knocking on the door and you feel that, why wait? I'll say, we don't know how much longer this world's going to be around. Things are crazy. World is absolutely crazy. And the only thing I know that gives me peace is Jesus. His love for me. The fact that I know where I'm going to be when I die. And I'm going to promise you right now, I am a lot like Paul in the fact that I am the chief of all sinners. I wish I could go back and change so many things I've done in my life. But God shows us in how we fall short, in our shortcomings, in the free will that we had, that we've made poor decisions. He shows us how much we need him. And he shows us his forgiveness in that. Think about that. He shows us, no matter what you've done, no matter what it is, however great, however minor, that he allowed his son to die for you. He loves you. He knew you before you were born. He knows the hairs on your head, how many there are. He knows the gifts that he's given you. And yep, every one of you has a gift. A spiritual gift. You just have to unlock it sometimes. But don't wait. God's calling you. He wants you to be one of his children. And not because you're ready, not because you're perfect, not because you have it all figured out. No, it's because of the exact opposite. When the Pharisees confronted Jesus and they said, why do you eat with people like tax collectors and all these other sinners? Jesus said, it's the sick that needs a doctor. And we're all sick. If you don't believe that you're a sinner, well, that right there is a whole nother realization you're going to have to come through. But the majority of us know that we fall short, that we've done things that we're not proud of. But Jesus can take that away. He can clear that slate for you. He can wipe it clean. He says that he will separate your sin from you as far as the east is from the west. He will toss it in the bottom of the sea. It will be no more. Be no more. He will take that from you. Whatever weight you're carrying, he will take that from you. You don't have to be perfect. As a matter of fact, we're imperfect. But God shows his love and that forgiveness. Don't wait. another day. He loves you. He's calling you. And he's ready for you. Keep on digging, everybody.